I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C at Classical 91.1 and Nashville Public Radio. And we have a dedicated community of singers here today. Vox Grata Women's Choir is here with their founder and director, Jeanette McCallum, with assistant co-conductor Susan Kelly. We're going to be hearing music by Joan Shimkoe, Elizabeth Alexander, and Michael Torkey today. And composer Elizabeth Alexander is with us in the studio. We'll hear her talk about her work later on. Good to see everyone. Thank you for coming. And there's about 30 singers here today, I would guess. It's great.
Thank you so much.
Jeanette McCallum, I'm going to have you introduce the first piece, which I understand you'll be conducting. Is that correct?
Yes. It is a work entitled I Dream a World, and it's based on the famous poem by Langston Hughes. Composer Joan Shimkoe is really noted for her significant contribution to the body of women's choir literature. And she herself founded a wonderful women's choir in the Pacific Northwest. And so we are fortunate to enjoy a lot of her music. And this is a lovely setting of Langston Hughes' poem, which we will sing on our concert tonight towards the end as we begin to really turn towards a belief and trust in faith and hope that we will address the issues of slavery and human trafficking in our time.
Live in Studio C, Vox Grata Women's Choir, led by Jeanette McCallum, with music by Joan Shimko, a lovely setting of Langston Hughes' poem, I Dream a World. Vox Grata Women's Choir has two concerts coming up, the first of which is tonight at 7 p.m. at Second Presbyterian Church. The second will be on Thursday, May 18th at 7 p.m. at Westminster Presbyterian Church, but we're fortunate to have the composer of our next piece in the studio with us today. And it's a strong piece written by Elizabeth Alexander, who is from the South but lives in Minneapolis or in Minnesota. Now, Elizabeth, good to see you.
I'm pleased to be here.
We had a nice pre-program talk, so we have some understanding about what this. Tell us about this piece. It's a strong piece, not a happy topic, but it needs to be raised. So.
This song came out of a commission where I was told that I could write about anything that I wanted. And what a wonderful gift that was. And at the time, my sons were taking a great high school class in economics, and they came home every day and talked about how economics affected everything in our whole lives. And I never thought economics was terribly interesting. But one of the things I'd been starting to understand was that slavery is an economic system, and that as much as I wanted to think of it as moral or immoral, the sad truth is we were making a lot of decisions about oppressing people or respecting people, or our economic decisions had a lot to do with whether we were whether we put up with people being slaves or being treated like slaves here or abroad had to do with economics. So I sat down, I started writing every reason I could think of why slavery existed all the way back. I used my imagination. I did lots of research. I started with the sheer possibility in the first place, high hopes and slippery slopes. The desire to acquire, the pride of ownership. These reasons just came more and more. I thought I was going to write about 10. I wrote over 100. Mm-hmm. And then I wove those into a song that starts with that and ends with our own choices, our own unexamined life, our own love for low prices.
Mm-hmm. The title of the piece is Reasons for the Perpetuation of Slavery, written in 2011 by Elizabeth Alexander. It'll be performed by Vox Grata Women's Choir on their concerts coming up and now in Studio C as well.
Thank you.
Three. price as low.
The price of beauty, the price of toys, the price of plenty, the price of more, the price of a hit, the price of a life, the price of liberty.
Reasons.
for the perpetuation of slavery.
And that's the title of the piece, Reasons for the Perpetuation of Slavery, written in 2011 by Elizabeth Alexander. Sung for you live in Studio C by Vox Sagrada Women's Choir, led by assistant co-conductor Susan Kelly. Elizabeth Alexander, I'm going to have your mic hot again to ask you some more questions about this piece. Do you have anything else to say about the context, what your purpose was for writing the piece, et cetera?
Yes. Well, when I was writing this piece, I described this piece over and over. People would say, what are you writing? I would say, I'm writing a piece based on a list of all the reasons why slavery exists. And inevitably, the question would come, well, what are you trying to accomplish with this? What do you want people to do? And I would always say, I just want us to have conversations. I want us to start looking for solutions every time we're buying something, if we can. Certainly when we're drawing up our trade treaties, that shouldn't be left out. That's part of what we should be asking.
Getting it all on the table.
And all these amazing women were part of the conversation. And the conversation will continue before the concert this evening at 6:30. Mm-hmm. I'll say a few words, and then we're going to have a conversation about this and about the purpose of this amazing concert tonight.
And again, that's at 7 p.m. tonight at Second Presbyterian Church here in Nashville. Thank you, Elizabeth Alexander. And I'm going to ask Director Jeanette McCallum to give us a little more context for what we're hearing today and the concerts as well. Jeanette, can you do that at this point?
So as we always do, Vox Sagrada is performing our concerts for a beneficiary organization. And this month, our beneficiary is End Slavery Tennessee, a wonderful nonprofit organization based here in Nashville, Middle Tennessee, addressing the tragic but ever-present issue of human trafficking. And so all of the pieces on the program are chosen with that in mind, particularly Elizabeth's piece, because it is broad enough text that it really does encompass all forms of slavery. The first few pieces on the program kind of help us to sort of approach the problem, if you will, with all of the feelings that we might have about this terribly complex issue of human trafficking. And then we sing Reasons for the Perpetuation of Slavery in the middle of the program. And then following that, we are singing some pieces that we hope will make the audience feel that we have turned towards a belief and a faith that we will, in fact, one day get beyond these issues of human rights and slavery. The final piece on the program is a song of Ezekiel. And I love the text. It's taken from the book of Ezekiel. And it is, "And all the trees of the field shall know that I, the Lord, bring low the high tree, lift high the lowly tree, wither up the green tree, and make the withered tree bloom. And as I, the Lord, have spoken, so will I do." And the composer, Michael Torkey, talks about that text as being a political metaphor for the kings and leaders of the time, that through God, he will lift the lowly tree and make the withered tree bloom. I just feel like that text really, can give us something to hold on to, that God's really got this, and that with God's help, we can get beyond these difficult issues of our day.
Spoken by the Lord, so will I go. As open door, door, door.
Song for Ezekiel, music by Michael Torkey, sung live in Studio C by Vox Grata Women's Choir, led by Jeanette McCallum, who founded the organization. It's a unique organization here in Nashville, Middle Tennessee, as far as I know. Jeanette, that's a very fine program you put together. I really like this Michael Torkey piece. It has a kind of an inevitability about it, doesn't it?
Yes, thank
forward
you.
Motion and the rhythm.
Yeah.
Cover for us again quickly the concerts. One is tonight at 7 o'clock and then on Thursday, May 18th.
Right. There are identical concerts. One tonight at Second Presbyterian at 7 with a pre-concert talk at 6:30 by composer Elizabeth Alexander. And the second concert is Thursday, May 18th at Westminster Presbyterian at 7 o'clock. We sure hope you'll come out and support End Slavery Tennessee and hear about the good work that they're doing.
Thank you all. Give yourselves a hand. It's taking a big part of your day out to come sing for us today live in Studio C. I'm Will Griffin. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and First Tennessee Foundation for their generous support of Classical 91.1 and live in Studio C.